Recently, we have a more bombastic musical opening for the podcast called Mockery Rocks. Have I said it before? Most of the podcasts I personally listen to are sports. They come from sports, radio and TV. But how can anybody report on sports? There are no sports happening. I want to assume, as I tell you about a sport getting ready to restart, that there will be no fans in the gallery. Doesn't say that, but I want to assume that. This comes from the writing of Kyle Porter. You can go at Mark, KYLEPORTER, capital CBS, if you want to Twitter at him. I am only relaying what he wrote, but he wrote pretty well. The PGA tournament's health and safety plan, a 37-page document that was shared with golfers on Tuesday. Let's see, which Tuesday would that be? That would be the second Tuesday in the month of May. The PGA Tour's health and safety plan, a 37-page document that was shared with golfers on the second Tuesday in May, details how the organization will return to play beginning June 11 with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. To the surprise of no one, a significant coronavirus testing plan will be the key to getting the sport back up and running, with testing a required condition that must be met for golfers to compete. A layered testing approach will be instituted, according to Golf Channel, which viewed a copy of the plan that calls for both golfers and caddies to fill out questionnaires to get their temperature tested and receive a RT-PCR nasal swab and saliva test. Players and caddies will be sent a pre-travel screening test and will also be tested when they arrive in a tournament city, likely at a host hotel. After that, daily questionnaires and temperature screenings will be applied. Testing will be required as a condition of competition, similar to the current drug testing requirements. Results for the PCR nasal swabs will take 24 to 48 hours, and those waiting for results can still practice and play, but will not have access to other on-site facilities. Those who test positive will not be allowed to continue with the competition, and per federal and local health guidelines, they will be isolated for at least 10 days. A player who tests positive after making the cut at an event will receive last place earnings. So even though they have to quit playing right in the middle of the tournament, they get a little money, last place earnings. The plan was released to players and was apparently extremely comprehensive. This is a good thing, of course, because a comprehensive plan was needed to provide guidance as the PGA Tour returns to whatever normal looks like in a coronavirus world. I emphasize that I listen to podcasts that involves sports, but I am not one of them. It is the nature of the times we are in. What has to be canceled? What has to be tested? I think the wrestlers, the professional wrestlers, are performing because they are essential entertainment. According to Florida, where most of them hang out, so do they have an audience? Are there people gathered? No, I hope not. Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch announced during an episode of WWE Raw that she is expecting her first child. Lynch will be forced away from the ring for an extended period of time due to this pregnancy, thus ending her run with the title. After an astounding 399 days as champion, Lynch's reign as champion is the second longest with the women's title in modern WWE history, which is the only history they have. But they claim a longer history under some other WWF or something like that. I don't know. So the previous record was 448 days held by a lady named Trish Stratus. Becky Lynch also announced on the show, to the surprise of a new champion, Asuka, that the briefcase hoisted above the ring during the Women's Money in the Bank match was not for a shot at the title, but it indeed contained the title. And Becky Lynch said to new champion Asuka, "You go be a warrior because I'm going to go be a mother." Lynch and her fiancé, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, learned of their pregnancy back in April, as she told People magazine. They were set to get married in May, but have postponed their wedding due to the pandemic. Lynch said she really has no idea when she will have a chance to return to the ring, and is not focused on the next chapter of her career at this time. Did I or did I not say that we are mockery rocks? I am the father of Rocky. I'm a really old guy, as if you could picture in your mind some hippie growing into old age. The coronavirus may never go away. That is not something you might hear from the U.S. government. That is something we did hear from The Who, not the musical group, The Who. WHO, the World Health Organization, speaking at a briefing, WHO Emergencies Director, Dr. Mike Ryan, warned against trying to predict when the virus would disappear. Almost 300,000 people worldwide have been reported to have died of coronavirus, and more than 4.3 million cases have been recorded. It is important to put this on the table. This virus may become just another epidemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. Dr. Ryan told the virtual press conference from Geneva, and he actually compared it to HIV. HIV has not gone away, but the world has come to terms with HIV. Maybe it will work the same way with COVID-19. It'll just be around, but not many people will have it. But at this very moment, people do have it. And it is not an American problem exclusively. It is a world problem. And here's where I get personal. We are in Shizuoka, Japan. Patrick Boggs is Rocky's dad. And Rocky's mommy is a nurse in a hospital. And rather than get a test for the virus, we check symptoms. So there was just a hint of fear when my wife checked her own temperature. Oh, it's high! And then she took her temperature again, and it was more normal. But the hint of panic is because she has in her hospital patients who are dealing with coronavirus. They are contagious. It is real and it is all over the world. Russia is included. Russia has confirmed 232,000 cases of coronavirus, the second highest toll in the world, right next to the USA. Despite the high number of confirmed cases, Russia's death toll is only 2,116. Government officials say the country's mass testing program is responsible for that low mortality rate, but many believe the number is, in fact, far higher. Meanwhile, authorities in St. Petersburg, Russia, have put out a fire, and we mean a literal fire, in an intensive care unit which killed 5 coronavirus patients and forced the evacuation of about 150 people. Is the head of the U.S. government more concerned about his citizens? Or is the head of the Russian government more concerned about his citizens? In this age of this pandemic, you might have an opinion on that. And another opinion we might have is, if Vladimir Putin is taking care of his people, maybe he's distracted and doesn't have time to interfere in the next U.S. presidential election. Or do you believe he did interfere in the last one? Or not exactly him, but his minions. We leave you with such a question. And now we have to say thank you for listening to this Rock of Mockery. And we invite you to find Mockery Rocks. We have a website that feeds the free feed, and then we have Patreon, where it is free still, but eventually you would have to pay. We hope you would volunteer to pay on Patreon. Be a patron via Patreon, Patreon.com com/ROCKYSDAD. Did you catch that? I'm afraid you didn't. So I will link it in the description of this Rock of Mockery. Maybe that'll help.